This is the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I am Shaylee Peters, and this week we visit with Larry Flohr, a farmer from the Chapel, Nebraska area. And Larry, you are in the middle of your planting season right now, but before we talk about that, let's go backwards a little bit. This last growing season, you saw a lot of problems with wheat streak mosaic virus. Give us an update on that and what you're seeing headed into this next season.
Yeah, we had a pretty disappointing crop year in the wheat business. The local area, Dual and Garden County, had severe issues with wheat streak mosaic, which devastated a lot of the fields here. A lot of them were zeroed out and planted to spring crops. Some of them were carried on to harvest and had as much as 50 to 70% yield loss. So it was not a really exciting year in the local area for the wheat business. Obviously, the issue with wheat streak mosaic happens to be that the wheat curl mite can transmit the disease, and that wheat curl mite survives in volunteer wheat. And the wheat streak mosaic issue in the area here did alert the farmers to the reason to control the wheat volunteer following harvest, especially where there was hail volunteer or pre-harvest volunteer. And I would say almost everyone has controlled either the volunteer by mechanical means or by spraying. And I think we've broken that cycle for the coming wheat crops. So hopefully we've got that under control.
And now moving on to the 2018 growing season, as I mentioned, you guys are kind of right in the thick of your planting season now. Can you give us an update on that?
Well, we started planting a week ago Monday, personally, and most of the area has, which is a little bit later than normal, and I think because of the late fall we and long fall we had last year, most growers were thinking that maybe we were planting a little bit early, so that they moved their planting date, starting date a little bit later, anywhere from a week to 2 weeks later. And so we're probably right in the heart of planting right now. Personally, we're about 75% complete. The area is probably about 50 to 60% complete. A lot of people were waiting on some moisture. We're hopefully reaching moisture with our planting, but we're not overly sufficient right now. They are calling for rain this weekend, so there's some concern. You don't know whether you don't want to have a hard rain right now because of all the wheat that you've got in the ground. You don't want crusting issues and washing issues, so that's a concern right now.
And anything else that you're anticipating as we head into this next growing season? I know wheat has had kind of a rough go of it this last year. What other things are you anticipating as you work into 2018?
Well, over the past few years, we've had declining wheat acres, mainly as the wheat prices have dropped considerably. And that's, again, a factor. I think we're going to have even less acres planted in the area and probably the state because of the low commodity prices. So I look forward, I'm predicting a smaller acres planted for hard red winter wheat in Nebraska. Growers are kind of switching their plans to try to make a profit, and spring crops have been absorbing that shift in their planting intentions for 2018. So I think we'll have less wheat.
All right. Thanks so much. Larry Flohr, wheat farmer in Chapel, Nebraska, visiting with us in this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters.